Mr. and Mrs. Smith accepts no responsibility for any increase in libido, sexual activity, or outbreaks of rampant, uncontrollable passion as a result of listening to this audio program. Listeners are advised to use it at their own risk. You must not listen to any of this audio program whilst driving a car or operating machinery.
Hello and welcome to this Valentine's Day program, created for Mr. and Mrs. Smith by My Mind Works Limited, creators and producers of Effective Hypnotherapy Audio. My name is Tim Smale. Listening to this relaxing audio in a nice, safe and comfortable place will help to reboot the operating software of your unconscious and help you rediscover some lost libido or sexual drive, and can be used anytime, not just Valentine's Day. It's best to be sitting comfortably or lying down where you will not be disturbed for 30 minutes. Ensure that you're warm and turn off any phones or devices that may distract you. Listening in bed is probably the most natural place to do this. So if you're using earphones, just ensure they won't get tangled. Dim any lights, lay back, hit the play button, and enjoy. Close your eyes, take a nice deep breath in through your nose, hold it, and then breathe slowly all the way out through your mouth. Push it all the way out, and then just repeat that process maybe two or three more times, and get yourself into a really nice, comfortable, slow breathing rhythm. No one needs anything or wants anything from you. This is your time and space now. If you find your mind drifting away, and I'm sure you will, just let it go. My voice will go with you. No need to analyze. No need to remember what I say. Your unconscious mind will do that for you. That's what it's there for. You can let my words simply wash over you. And with your eyes closed, you can begin to relax. Close your eyes and relax your shoulders. Notice your breathing more and more as you breathe in deeply through your nose and then out slowly from your mouth. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your diaphragm as you breathe slowly, deeply, and comfortably. In a moment, follow my voice as I count backwards from 5 down to 0. I want you to picture that 0 clearly in your mind's eye. Make it big and bold and bright. And as I count from 5, notice how you slowly get closer and closer to that 0. On the other side of that 0 is a state of profound relaxation, where you're more and more receptive to my voice and my words. And in that state of profound relaxation, every suggestion I make becomes your reality, instantly and immediately. And it's easier and easier to follow my suggestion as you relax and let go. As I count down, continue to picture that 0 as it gets closer and closer to you, bigger and bolder and brighter. Notice the size and shape and colour, and imagine the texture and feeling. And when you get to that 0, you pass right through the middle and you go to a state of profound relaxation on the other side. Ready now. On 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, and in. You know you don't have to go into hypnosis anytime you like right now, as you feel that gentle rise and fall of your tummy and concentrate on my voice. Because you're only interested in the sound of my voice now. Nothing else matters, just the sound of my voice. Allowing yourself to begin to relax deeper and deeper. Just listening to the sound of my voice here. Easy to isolate the sound of my voice through any other background noise. No need to be distracted or disturbed by any other sound at all. And you may already notice how comfortable it is sitting or lying quietly there, just concentrating on your breathing and the sound of my voice. And I want you to repeat these words after me in your mind, or out loud if you prefer. And when I say these words, I'd like you to feel the effect of what you're thinking or repeating, mentally or verbally. And just allow yourself to feel what you're thinking. So when you're ready, be aware of the weight of your feet resting there. And think or say to yourself, my feet are becoming heavy, comfortable, and so relaxed. My legs are getting heavy and comfortable. Heavy and so relaxed. My shins, calves, and thighs are becoming so comfortably relaxed. Comfortable, heavy, and so relaxed. My hips are heavy and comfortable, heavy and comfortable, and so relaxed. I feel as though I'm sinking deeper and deeper and deeper relaxed. My pelvic muscles are relaxing. I feel I'm sinking deeper and deeper into comfort and relaxation. My tummy muscles and my chest are relaxed, and my breathing is rhythmic now, relaxed and comfortable, breathing slowly and deeply and naturally. I'm aware of my breathing. I'm comfortable and relaxed. My shoulders are relaxed, loose and heavy. Loose, heavy, and I feel floppy. Floppy and so relaxed. My shoulders are relaxing into a more comfortable position. My arms are becoming heavy and comfortable and so relaxed. The heaviness begins to move down my arms, elbows and hands to every finger and thumb. My arms are relaxed and comfortable, and my hands feel so heavy. I feel a wonderful tingling sensation in my fingers, and it's difficult to know where my fingers end and where my fingers begin. They're so comfortable and so relaxed. I'm aware of the position of my body resting here. I feel so comfortable and relaxed. My mind is drifting deeper and deeper down, All the muscles in my face are relaxed and comfortable. The muscles around my eyes and mouth feel so relaxed and comfortable, and I'm aware of the temperature of the air on my skin. I'm aware of the temperature of the air in my nostrils, and I notice how the air that I breathe in is slightly cooler than the air that I breathe out. My eyes are relaxed and heavy. Heavy, comfortable, and so relaxed. If I look carefully, I can see patterns of colour filtering through my closed eyelids. And I remain so peaceful and at one with the universe, so relaxed and so at peace. And in a sense of peace, calmness and well-being flows down from the top of my head to the tips of my toes like a gentle stream. All the way down to the tips of my toes, and I feel so comfortable and relaxed. My subconscious mind hears all that it needs to hear. It's open and receptive, and absorbs any suggestion given that are for my benefit and well-being. I now go down further to a deeper level of relaxation as my mind absorbs new suggestion. And you may find your mind begins to wander. It doesn't matter where you drift or where you go, my voice will go with you, no matter where you are. My voice will travel along with you. My voice can even assume the identity of someone else, someone you know, someone you can relate to, so that you continue to respond to me on an unconscious level, no matter where you are. And I'd like you to allow every muscle in your body to relax even deeper. A very pleasant, slightly warm sensation may very soon begin to spread from your chest and shoulders and out over your whole body. I'd like you to let this wonderful feeling go all the way down through your body, down to your fingertips and down to your toes. And as you continue to drift, I want you to know that one of the nicest things about hypnosis is that in this comfortable, relaxed state, you can do anything you want. Like in a pleasant dream, you can go anywhere you like. Drift away to any place, any situation you desire, and you can experience progressively any kind of pleasant sensation you wish. And notice how those feelings grow as you continue to enjoy the experience, whilst I speak to your unconscious mind about a matter of importance. And in a moment, when I click my fingers and say now, you drift to the deepest level of hypnosis available to you, and deeper still, deeper than ever before, in 3, 2, 1, now, way down, and again, twice as deep, now, a wonderful feeling of letting go and resting. And so, in this lovely daydream state, wouldn't it be great to imagine how you can spice up your love life for Valentine's Day and any time you like, right now? Let your wonderful, creative subconscious mind absorb and act on these powerful, uplifting suggestions and enhance your sexual performance, not just now, but any time you choose. Spicing up your love life means you can capture the very essence of what always used to make your love life more exciting. And you can experience those thoughts and feelings and memories all over again in the here and now, and you do.
Just allow your creative subconscious mind to drift and think about how good sex can be when you experience it without the restrictions your analytical mind places on it. And you can enjoy it unconditionally by creating a pause button in your mind to hold off thoughts of everyday life and rediscover your mojo whenever you wish. Simple things can become such a turn-on. A shared bath or a shower together, shared erotica or a dirty martini mixed and savoured slowly together. It doesn't have to be interpreted as cliched. Changing the mood of the moment is crucial to blocking out those thoughts of routine or mundane tasks. And you will have more fun spontaneously with your partner as a result. Of course, the key to true spontaneous passion is in the planning. So set time aside to plan to surprise your partner. It'll be worth it. Be impulsive. Maybe mischievous even. Rip up the rule book of do's and don'ts and plan to do this for a whole weekend to demonstrate how much you really can have fun together, in bed and out. Your partner may be shocked in a good way that your desires have increased, and so in turn you may be surprised to find your partner responds accordingly. Just enjoy being together without demands or pressures. Be close and be intimate. Perhaps remember an old fantasy. Discuss it over a glass of wine without expectation or embarrassment. And be confident to take the initiative, because sex always begins in the mind and can be improved by your thoughts. A time of stillness or meditation before or after lovemaking, or a massage, or seductive music can add so much to the situation and the experience. And of course, with the frustrations of modern living, it can be so easy to take a long-term relationship for granted without ever meaning to. And sometimes it's difficult to remember how your love life used to be in the early days of the relationship, when every moment together made you tingle with excitement and pleasure. Happy relationships need a fair amount of give and take on both sides. We know we shouldn't become complacent about what our partner thinks and feels about our relationship, so it is essential to sometimes spice up the relationship a little and avoid the comfort trap. And this can be done in any number of ways with just a little bit of effort. Of course, a Smith weekend break somewhere romantic or exotic can help, but it really isn't essential. In any circumstance or situation, you and your partner can begin to give a little more of yourselves to each other, spicing up your relationship at every appropriate and valuable moment wherever you are, because you want to do this. And to make it easier for you, just for a moment, I want you to allow your mind to drift back to the very beginning of your relationship and summon up some of those wonderful feelings you had for each other back then. Remember how you would always want to show yourself in the best possible light and would make such a big effort to impress and show how much you cared. You were genuinely interested in your new partner and in their opinion, and so you were more thoughtful and considerate. Maybe even chivalrous or kind, because you wanted to create a more favourable impression. Simple, it worked. And you listened to each other too. You probably took more time and made more effort with each other in bed. So remember, if you will, that very first kiss, or that first intimate moment, or the first time you undressed together. Remember how that felt? Remember how your partner made your heart beat faster in anticipation, and you could think of nothing else but your desire to touch and excite this new person in your life. And what about the first time your partner declared their love for you, or you for them? Well, in those early days, it was as though there were only just the two of you. Time stood still. Thoughts passed because you wanted to enjoy just the here and now. Maybe there was some secrecy, a liaison hidden from friends or colleagues, which made it even more exciting. or the anticipation of something new about to happen made life a bit more spicy for you back then. Think about the specific qualities you admired in your partner too. Maybe their sense of humour, or their laid-back attitude to life, or their drive, or their alluring idiosyncrasies. Remember how attuned you felt together and how alive that made you feel. And what was it that physically turned you on? Remember how sensitive you were to each other's feelings, and how quickly you learnt to respond to each other's touch, and where to touch, and when, and how often. And as you allow yourself to drift even deeper into this relaxing, hypnotic state right now, you are remembering these wonderful feelings again and again in your creative subconscious mind and strengthening them. Those memories coming alive once more in the part of your mind that stores all of those experiences and captures images and tastes and smells and stores them for good measure and safekeeping. And so in this way, these memories are now a little like a fire whose embers have just been stoked, ready for more fuel to make it burn brighter and brighter and brighter once more. And it's easy too. And you know that you are adding fuel to your relationship right now, because you're determined to relight that fire, to keep it alive and bright, and spice it up once more, and to experience more of those exciting, erotic, and sexual feelings again and again, not just once in a while. And that's why, from now on, you begin each and every day with a positive declaration of love and respect for your partner, verbal or non-verbal. A hug, or a gentle loving stroke and a smile can be so effective, or a few actual words to compliment a look or a behaviour or an outfit. And during the day, if it's possible to do so, because it's so much better to express your love and interest for your partner before someone else does. You might even decide to make any number of other loving gestures, maybe a text with a statement of physical intent, just as a surprise. From now on, you choose to prioritise quality time together, because you really want your partner to know that they are the most important person in your life, a soulmate, and a lover they are, whether or not you realise it at this moment in time. If you disagree with each other's views from time to time, you don't take this to heart. You can disagree without being disagreeable. You're entitled to your own opinions, but now you listen to your partner's point of view a bit more. If necessary, you seek clarification to make sure that you've understood what they are trying to say, and you put yourself in their place for a few moments to understand how they might be feeling. You listen to the meanings, not just the words. You look for hidden insecurities, and you do the right thing to address the issue, to recreate security. Be honest, but sensitive with each other. Always go to sleep at night having resolved any differences of opinion, because you realise that those differences could settle into your subconscious mind and fester and grow. And it's okay to agree to disagree. If you find you were wrong about something, be happy to admit it, because you're demonstrating maturity and respect by this admission. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you were wrong, or your intentions were bad. Maybe you weren't aware of the facts, or needed more time to understand the situation in context. And this is true, of course, for both of you. So if you discover that your partner made a mistake, then you find it much easier to forgive, because forgiveness is part of loving. You like to surprise your partner with an occasional little gift from time to time too, or a romantic meal, or a trip away. But remember, it isn't the destination itself that matters, but the thought behind it, so be creative and be different. And you can surprise each other in many ways, a special look, or a gentle touch. Just something to show that you care, and you do. And it's because you care that you're relaxing right now, because you really want this relationship to work much better. You really do spice it up because you give so much more of yourself now, all the time and attention that the relationship deserves. And of course, your relationship is a bit like a unique speciality cake that contains all the right ingredients for you. Laughter, tenderness, and trust, among many, many other ingredients created over time to your own special recipe. And whatever the size of the cake, those ingredients are always there in the correct proportion. And you really enjoy sharing this cake. Of course, the icing on this cake is your shared intimacy. As you embrace each other, it may now be and feel as if for the first time, each time getting better. You not only remember the excitement from the start of your relationship more vividly now, but you also now know each other's likes and dislikes and feel very comfortable with each other. And so, you're not afraid of expressing your true feelings or wants or desires. Remember, that cake can also go stale. And that's why you make a fresh cake each day, in your mind, perhaps putting a few extra spices into the recipe whenever the day demands. And you don't always have to follow the same recipe. Variety is also a spice. Imagine the face of your partner right now, here in your mind's eye. Or remember a favourite holiday photograph of them. Really notice the things that you love. Those special qualities that make them the unique human being that you already decided you want to spend your future with. Focus on those lovely attributes a little longer. And with your eyes closed, imagine this person now touching you in a special way. In a secret place or a favourite place, whispering something personal or exciting in your ear. This wonderful person that you want to give yourself to physically. Sharing secrets or dreams, creating magical, erotic feelings deep inside. In your creative subconscious mind, you can almost create your own erotic home movie if you want. A different scene each time, but with you both taking the starring roles. Let your imagination run wild for a moment or two, and run that movie again and again, and notice how it makes you feel. From this moment on, you view your relationship with some much added excitement, because it can be just like this. You enjoy moments together more. You cherish time away from the routine of daily living. You spice up your life by living in the moment, making that extra effort that for most of us can be all too easy not to bother with. And all of these suggestions are now firmly embedded in your subconscious mind. And every day they grow stronger and stronger. Every day you feel more at peace in your relationship. You see more good in each other, and minor irritations are just minor irritations, not insurmountable hurdles or barriers to sustained passion or a happy future. And you live in the present, at peace and content, safe in the security of your loving relationship. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and as I count from 1 to 5, you'll feel yourself getting lighter and lighter, coming back up from that deep state of relaxation right up to the surface. And on the count of 5 itself, you open your eyes to be wide awake, fully alert and refreshed, coming back on 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open and wide awake.